I am speaking with Trenton Police Chief Tommy Wright. And Chief Wright, I understand there is a Hot Pursuit Chili Cook-Off that is coming up. What can you tell us and your listeners about that?
Well, I'll tell you, first time last year we actually participated in what was called the Five Points Chili Cook-Off. We participated and partnered with the Chamber of Commerce. This year, the event is all ours. So we wanted to kind of give it a little bit of a department flair and call it the Hot Pursuit Chili Cook-Off, because chili typically is fairly hot and spicy. We are going to host chili from anybody who's willing to participate, and we are going to go by CASI rules, C-A-S-I rules, and we're also going to have a home-style version as well.
Now, when you say CASI rules, for folks who might not be familiar with that, what does that mean?
CASI is a national chili cooking group that typically gives all of their proceeds to some type of charity, Chili Appreciation Society. And that's who has been running the Chili Cook-Off up here for the last few years. So we'll be welcoming them back to help us with our judging and just to help us have a good overall time here in Trenton.
All right, now, Chief Wright, will you have anything other than the Chili Cook-Off as far as entertainment or activities for people who may attend?
You know, I'm glad you asked about that. We are going to also, because we're going to keep it in the theme of police, so we're going to have a donut eating competition, and that'll start about 11. We welcome people to sign up. Registration is $10 for the donut eating competition, and the rules are pretty simple. As many donuts as you can eat in 3 minutes, and if you puke, you're disqualified.
How do you think the police department's going to fare up in that challenge?
You know, we have been practicing for years and years, so I think that we're probably going to do pretty well on the donut eating challenge. You know, we like to have a lot of fun. As you know, we have the main event every year where we actually play basketball against firefighters, and we have a pretty good running competition with the firefighters up here on anything. So I actually have sent out a released on this and the registration form to every fire department here in the state of Missouri. So we welcome the firemen to come out. Everybody thinks they're such good cooks. Come on out and we'll take you on.
Yes, and speaking of the fire department, I understand that they were a no-show last year.
They were, but I think that's going to change this year. I think that they might field maybe one or two teams. So we're anxious to see if they show up. I think they got a little scared last year.
Chief Wright, how does a team register to for the Chili Cook-Off itself, and what are the requirements, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, it's going to cost $25 per team. They can either do Homestyle or CASI. If they choose to do both, we'll give them a discounted rate on the registration. People are going to be able to do a chili tasting for $5 a cup, and they'll be able to go from booth to booth and taste the chili. We'll have 10 judges that'll be judging each category, and all they got to do is either contact me at 660-359-5557, or the best way to get a hold of me is actually through my email, and that's twright@trentonmo.com.
All righty, let's see now. Chief Wright, as far as the competition with the fire department, if they don't show up automatically, will you guys automatically win the first responder and be the first responder chili champ?
No, because I think there's going to be some other fire departments and other police departments respond as well. I sent out invitations to other police and sheriff's departments here in the great state of Missouri, and we just hope that we have a good turnout. The proceeds from this actually go to a scholarship that we've started at the North Central Missouri College through their foundation. That's for the criminal justice program there. So we want to help bolster that and provide some money for students to be able to go and seek a criminal justice degree.
Wow, that's actually really, really neat.
Yeah. It's a good opportunity for us to give back.
Awesome. Now, Chief, let's go over the specifics as far as the date and time. When will this be held? What time will people be able to register? And where is it going to be at?
Well, the Chili Cook-Off is going to be held on October 4th. Registration is going to start at 9. It'll last till about 3 p.m. We'll actually allow people to start setting up a little bit earlier, between 6 and 7, if they choose to get there that early. But it's going to be at Eastside Park in Trenton, Missouri, which is located just off of 10th Street. Anybody that needs to find the area, they can feel free to give me a call with the number or email I provided, and we'll get them to there and get them all registered, and then we're going to show everybody just how good cooks cops can be.
All right, now, Chief, I have one last question pertaining to the Chili Cook-Off. Do anyone who actually enters and registers for it, do they need to be able to provide a recipe for their chili?
Nope, no recipe, because we don't want anybody giving up their secret recipes. So they don't have to provide a recipe. All they got to do is show up and cook at least 1 gallon of chili. Now, the CASI chili is no beans. It's just a meat and gravy chili. The home style is where you can put anything that you normally put into it.
Sounds like it's going to be an absolutely awesome time.
I hope so. If you guys would like to come up, we'd appreciate seeing you.
All right, Chief, right before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like to add about this event or the donut eating contest?
No, I think it's just a good opportunity for the people here in Trenton, as well as, you know, the first responders from here and everywhere, to get together, have a little friendly rivalry, have some fun, and raise some money for a good cause.